Hello there, is it Thomas?
And who's speaking?
Hi Thomas, it's just Ben giving you a call from MMA Legal, the company dealing with your redress team at the moment. You know, you're claiming for abuse in the children's home.
Yeah,
all it is, Paul, we've had to send you another document over, because your claim has now gone to the second stage. It's been accepted by the redress scheme, Thomas. So it's looking really good for you at the moment. It's now a bit accepted, so it is a claim now. Now, I need to read a small script to explain your funding options clearly first. So there are three ways you can proceed to a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself for solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it would be under the private agreement. Now, you've probably already been told about this before, Thomas. It's just a no-win, no-fee agreement, and it's 16% plus VAT. But because, obviously, now we're progressing to the next stage, the solicitors need to have your approval to go to the relevant care homes and children's homes to get the documents, obviously, in regards to your claim. So if you look at your mobile phone now, there, Thomas, you should have a text message from myself with a link on it. All you need to do is click that link, and if you scroll down a tiny little bit, you'll see a box that says sign here, and then just click execute, and that's all we need from you, Thomas, so we can go to stage three for you, pal.
Yeah, just saying, I'm looking at it just now.
No worries, pal.
Execute all documents.
That's the one. That's after you've signed the box below. There's a little box below that needs a little signature in it.
Oh, shit, I just accidentally put a line on that signature thing.
It should be okay if it doesn't come back. It should be okay. So if you can click clear at the top if you want to retry it again.
Aye, I'll just give it the link to make back on it.
Yes, no worries, Bob.
Like I said earlier
on, I'll put it again there. Yeah,
no worries, Bob, it's fine. Once I've done the signature, just click that execute all document.
Once you've signed it, that's correct.
Yeah, that's that done.
Perfect. Let me just make sure that's come back to us. Great, so that's came back to us. So we can now move on to stage three. So like I say, it's just the investigation now. So the investigation will take place in the next couple of months. Hopefully we should have a result for you. Now, they do normally take between 8 to 12 months for a full, you know, obviously a full investigation and refund, okay?
Yeah, the only thing regarding it is it's got to be Thomas Buck.
Yeah, we've got you down. Let's have a look at your full name on the system. So we've got it as Jack. It's going to put there for you. Give me a second. Yeah, Thomas Birch. Is there a difference in the name? Edgar Birch.
Yeah. When I was in the children's homes when I was younger, I was known as my mum's name, which is Edgar, my middle name.
Edgar? Yeah, we've got that as your middle name. So I'll put that as your surname then as well. Then. So previous names.
I only use Butts for my passport and driving license. I never used that name my whole life. I've always used my mum's name.
No, that's fine. We'll have updated on our records, so it's on there for you now. So it's the previous names, Thomas Edgar. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, no problem, fam. That's all done for you. Okay.
Mate, thank you.
Cheers, fam. Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going to go to the hospital.